Amen, Prophetess Tiny.
Amen and amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the gift of life that you have given us this morning. Father, we decree and we declare that you are Lord in our life. We decree and we declare that no arm comes against us and ever prosper. We decree and we declare that you are God. Besides you, there is no other God. We decree and we declare that our families are protected by you, Lord. We decree and we declare that our ministers, Father, are protected by you, Father. We decree and we declare that no evil will befall before us, Lord. We decree and we declare that you are the one who's going to order our steps in this day. We decree and we declare that you are God. Father, we decree and we declare that no sickness will befall us. We decree and we declare that, Father, you are the one who's going to order our steps. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Prophetess Olympia.
Let's open up the line and pray over in the Holy Ghost at this time.
Father God, we just thank you right now, Father, for your love and your compassion, for your strength. Father, I plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Father, I thank you for the hedge of protection you keep around us in this hour. Father, we thank you for keeping a hedge of protection as we move forward. Father, we thank you for our leadership. We thank you for our Archbishop, even our Jordan, our Master Prophet, our leading lady, Pastor Prophet, and Deputy Jordan. Father, we thank you for poem, prophecology, and we even thank you for the revival that's going to take place this Sunday. We thank you for world peace, and we thank you for the government. We thank you for them having an ear to hear your voice and to follow your instructions in this season, Father. We thank you for every prayer that's uttered on this line. We thank you for every participator that came on in one accord and in unison, Father. We thank you that you are the source of our being. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and all that he did for us. We thank you for family matters that is being settled. We thank you for family that is being reunited with their family members, lost loved ones, Father. We thank you for the elderly. We thank you for keeping their mind at perfect peace. We thank you for healing strength for Pastor, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Minister Stephen Bostic. Father, we thank you for life. Father, I want to just say a special prayer for my granddaughter, Tamoria Cagle, Father. Father, just keep her. Keep her, Father, for the people that's around her. Father, we just know that no weapon formed against her shall ever prosper. And I forever thank you, Lord, for keeping my granddaughter safe. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for your mercy, your goodness, and your love, your loving kindness, God, for bringing us together again this morning, God, to give you praise, glory, and honor, God. We lift up our voices to you with thanksgiving, God, and we thank you for your mercy because your mercy endures forever. Oh, Lord, thank you for Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah for having the vision and the foresight to allow us to come together on this line and pray. God, thank you for each and every person on the line. Those who are listening in, God, I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. Bless them in their going and coming. Strengthen them, God, for the tasks that they have at hand. Lord, thank you for unity. Thank you for peace in the lives of your people. And those who are on the line listening in, God, bless them, strengthen them, encourage them, God. Show them your mighty hand, Lord. Heal them. Heal their bodies, their minds, their souls. Heal them and save them, those who need to be saved. Oh, God, thank you for the company of prophets. Bless them, God, tremendously. Bless them in their going and coming. Keep them safe. Keep them strong. Encourage them, Lord. And I thank you for healing me. I thank you for bringing my family together, God, as we come upon a new holiday, Thanksgiving. I pray that there will be unity in the family and peace. And I ask you to look upon the Applewhite family, God, and bless that marriage and bless marriages, God, marriages. And God, also ask you to remember our country and the things that's going on in our country, God, and that you would allow us to obtain gun control and that you would stomp out racism, Lord, and that you would look upon the poor and needy, and especially in this weather, Lord, look upon the homeless, and let's give them shelter. Give them shelter, Lord. Open the hearts of men that they would give unto other men. And I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Father, we just want to bless you as we come before you, Lord. We humble ourselves before your throne. We humble ourselves before you, Father, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power and the blood of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for your word prevail over our children. Your word prevail over our husbands, Lord. Your word prevails upon our fathers, and in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that these children that are gift and heritage from you, Lord, our Father, we pray for us, for our children this morning. These children are like arrows in the hands of warriors. My tongue is anointed, Father. Whatever we decree, whatever we confess, whatever we prophesy concerning our children, concerning our ministries, concerning our families, concerning our leaders, concerning our country, shall come to physical manifestation without delay. I declare by faith that these children will dwell in the secret place of the Most High and will remain under the fixed, under the shadow of the Almighty Father forever. The terror of the day and of the night will not see them. There shall no evil befall them. No evil shall befall our children. No evil shall befall our family. No evil shall befall our country. No evil shall befall our government. I revoke an annual satanic decree placed upon our life. I declare that every plan and agenda of the enemy against our children, against our house, against our families is annulled in the name of Christ. It is written, Christ has redeemed redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been made a curse for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, even as we sprinkle the blood of Jesus around our families, around the houses around. We pray, Father, even for the fivefold ministry in this season. Father, we pray for your wisdom upon them, Lord. We pray, Father, even for all the prophets on the line in this season, that, Father, bless them, Father, and give them the desire of their heart in this season. Father, we just want to thank you for our families in Zoe ministry, Father. We thank you, my God, as you are enlarging their territory in this season, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the life of Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. Father, I build a heart fire around them, Lord, and I soak them in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you even for the prophets, my God, around the world in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, God, for ordering our step, oh God. We thank you, God, for letting your light shine in our presence, oh God. Oh God, shine through us. Your light of your presence shine through us so we can influence others so they can follow you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving us the right mind, oh God. We thank you, God, for creativity, oh God. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord. We thank you, God, for healing us, oh God. We thank you, God, for your healing powers, Lord. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the sole of our feet, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for protection, Lord. We thank you, God, for the overflow, oh God. We thank you, God, for breakthroughs, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for the favor of communication, Lord. We thank you, God, for increase, oh God, in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for laughter, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for justice, oh God. We thank you, God, for solution, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with your goodness, oh God. And we thank you, God, for guarding us, oh God, with your love, oh God, great King, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for being the hope amongst all those communities affected by the storm and devastation, oh God. We thank you, God, for granting them safety, oh God, for the men, women, and children, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for helping us to arise up and follow you, oh God, with joyful and willing hearts, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making us patient to your will each and every day of our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh God. And we thank you, God, for letting us be a yes, oh God. And we thank you, God, for this wonderful country in which we live, God. We thank you, God, for letting us be prosperous, oh God. We thank you, God, for letting us be the head only, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for guiding us to help so we can dwell together in unity, God, as you would have us to. Many members, but we all belong to you, oh God. And thank you, God, for that, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies, oh God. We thank you, God, for setting a path for us to go, Lord. We thank you, God, for business ideas, God. We thank you, God, for innovative ideas, oh God. Oh, we thank you, God, for teaching us how to talk and teaching us how to walk, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection, oh God, over us, over our children, oh God, and all around us, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for the people in authority. We thank you, God, for our president, oh God. We thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for peace in our homes and in our communities, dear Lord. In your precious and mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Father God, I just come to you humbly to thank you for this day. I thank you for wisdom and clarity. I thank you for who you are, loving, you know, merciful, kind. I thank you for all the people of God who's on the line and all the prophets and prophetess that's on the line. I thank you for the hedge of protection for each and every family member. I thank you for Archbishop Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in globalizing the prophetic. And I thank you for the opportunity that we all are able to participate in it. I thank you for Mother Jordan and Mother Barian and Mother Austin, and I thank you for the sick and shut-in. I thank you for the children worldwide, those that love you and those who's learning who you are and those who are serving you to the fullest. I thank you for the apostles and the bishops and the prophets, and I thank you for the teachers and evangelists. Continue to give them strength, knowledge and wisdom to teach your people. And I give you, and I ask and request that you totally heal Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and Prophetess Aisha Cooper and Minister Stephen Bostic and even myself, Lord. I thank you in advance for all of that. I thank you again for who you are and, excuse me, and I thank you for, excuse me. I thank you for who you are, Lord, and I give you honor, praise, and glory in Jesus' almighty name. I love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy that endure forevermore. As you bring us into another day that you have created, and as we rejoice and be glad in it, it is in all of our ways that we shall acknowledge you as you direct our paths. And may those who have an ear to hear, hear you, Lord, so that we can receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. Because we are hearers and doers of your word, Lord. For it is written in your word that if we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. And so, Lord, I thank you for uprooting any negative situation that is taking place in our life. I thank you, Lord, for uprooting any generational curses that are in people's lives right now, Lord. And I thank you for planting love, kindness, peace, wisdom, joy, happiness, elevation, hope, restoration, and Lord, every good and wonderful thing that you have ordained for us to have in our lives. I thank you for abundance, and I thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. And most of all, Lord, I thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and for all that you're doing in their lives, in the lives of everyone on this line. And it is in Jesus' precious name that we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you this evening, and we come before you, Father God, with a humble heart, God. We come before you, Father God, because we bring our petitions, God, and we bring our concerns, because you said that you would perfect those things that concern us, God. And we ask, God, that you would, for God, begin to bless our children, Father God, and continually hide them under the shadow of the Almighty God. We ask them that you hide them from the snare of the fowler, and we rebuke, Father God, all the works of the wicked one, God. And we thank you, Father God, that we are overcomers and that we are more than conquerors. We thank you, Father God, that the just shall live by faith. And we thank you, Father God, that we live daily, Father God, depending on you, because you are our Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. We ask, God, that you would provide for your people, God, and that you would give them, Father God, their daily bread, God, and that you would give them everything that they need according to your riches and glory, God. We thank you, Father God, that you have placed a hedge of protection around them, God, and we plead the blood over our children, and we bless their coming in and bless their going out, God, and we thank you for our families, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for salvation, Father God, and we thank you for justice, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being Jehovah Nisi, God, our banner, God. We ask, Father God, that you continually to remember us, Father God, and to continually, Father God, show us new mercies every day, God. And we thank you for the joy of the Lord that is our strength, God. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us thou shalt condemn. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us a breastplate of righteousness, and that you have given us the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And Father God, we come before you, God, and your words will not return unto you void, God. We come, Father God, we come to give you praise. We come to give you honor. We come to acknowledge who you are. We know that you are mighty, God, and we know that, Father God, you are the all-powerful, all-knowing God, and you are the creator of the universe and of all mankind. We come before you, Father God, because we know that you, Father God, are the answer, God, and that you have the answer to every dilemma, God. And we ask, God, that you put those answers in us, God, because I and the Father are one, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you and I, Father God, are one, and that we are created in your image, God, and that, Father God, you've given us wisdom, you've given us power, and, Father God, above all, we ask for understanding, God. Now, God, we ask and we thank you, Father God, for new worth, new money. We ask, Father God, for new joy. We ask for new strength, God. We ask for new self-esteem and confidence in Christ Jesus, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you develop us in your word, God, and that you begin to show us, Father God, our true identity and who we are, Father God, in Christ Jesus. We pray for our government, God. We pray, Father God, for the military, Father God. We pray, Father God, for our local leadership, Father God, and all the churches, Father God, and the leaderships, the apostles and prophets and teachers, God. We pray, Father God, that they will be effective in our communities, Father God, and they will be effective, Father God, in the government and official offices, God. We pray, Father God, that open doors of opportunities will come, Father God, and we pray, Father God, that the prophets will be a voice in this hour, God, and they will begin to deliver the word of the Lord that set the captive free, God. Bring us into divine alignment. Bring us, Father God, into communities, Father God, where we are unified and where we are collaborating, and that we are beginning to, Father God, to move and live in your being, God, and have all of your being, God. We pray for love, God, that we will begin to love, Father God, as Christ has loved the church, God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for this evening. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for opportunities. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, for all things we give thanks. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. We give you the glory, honor, and the praise. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd, and we lack nothing. We thank you, Lord, that the fear of the Lord, we fear the Lord as your holy people, and those who fear you lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. We thank you, Lord, that you shed upon us your glorious light. You will heal your people. We thank you, God, that seek your face. We thank you, Lord, that you protect us from behind. We thank you, Father God, that you cause us to rejoice, those who put our trust in you. You cause us to shout for joy because you are defending us. We thank you, Lord, that you fill us who love you with your happiness. We thank you, Lord God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. We thank you, Lord God, that we pull down the high thing. We pull down pride. We pull down racism. We pull down knockers and blockers of our good. We pull eshekarabasa. We pull down rebellion. We pull down envy and strife. We pull down witchcraft. We pull down every warlock. We pull down every enemy of our soul. In the mighty name of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus prevails even now. against all manner of sickness, all manner of disease, all manner of wickedness. We decree and declare safety in our families, safety in our community, safety on the highways, safety in our schools, safety in our churches, in the name of Jesus. We come against every terrorist attack. We reroute every spirit of terrorism, and we launch and dispatch our angels of mercy, angels of protection, angels of provision, angels of war to war against every spirit of calamity and disaster. In the name of Jesus. Father God, move in our schools. Bless those who are called to lead, Lord God. And we decree and declare that you raise up godly leadership, godly principals, godly teachers, godly coaches. Father God, move by your Spirit in the name of Jesus, because it is you that raise up and pull down, Father God. And the heart of the king is in your hand, and you turn it whithersoever way you will. God, turn the king's heart to favor your children, to favor your people in the name of Jesus. We speak provision. We speak prosperity. We speak advancement. We speak elevation and promotion on every job. Unexpected advancement, unexpected increase. We decree it so in the name of Jesus. Every seed, Lord, that has been sown for your glory, breathe upon it, God. Prosper it, Lord God. For we have given and it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into our bosom. We thank you, Lord God, for our parents, for our elders, Lord God. We speak healing and strength and longevity, and we come against every enemy that would try to snatch them away. We reverse every curse in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare divine protection for our elders, divine healing. Renew their strength as the eagle, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we bless our Archbishop, and we bless our pastor, and we decree and declare victory and breakthrough and provision and blessing and favor upon them, divine increase and divine blessings and divine protection in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we lift up every pastor and every prophet in the prophetic order of poem. And we cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak strength, we speak protection, and we speak provision. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. We call every sick body healed. We break the power of oppression and depression that would try to show up. The spirit of discouragement that would try to show up, we rebuke it even now. And we bless Pastor Prophetess Mascarene Cohen. We speak strength to her. We speak a special covering, special anointing upon her, God. Give her strength as never before in this hour, God. Show up for her, God, as never before. And we rebuke every enemy, every adversary that would try to show up against her. Pastor Prophetess Janice Goss and Prophet Donnell Goss. Amen. Prophet Gregory. Amen. And Prophet William Richards in the Caribbean. God, raise that man of God up. Use him in the midst of this calamity in St. Martin, Lord God. Use him as a blessing to your people. Put a word, fresh word in his mouth, God, in the name of Jesus. A word of hope, a word of restoration, a word of repair. Amen. All of the people, Lord God, that are suffering in the midst of this calamity in the Caribbean, we dispatch your angels of provision for water, for medication, for food, for electricity, Lord God. Move by your Spirit. Move, Rabasheta, by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, provide for your people, God. Provide for your people. Let your angels of mercy show up in Jesus' name. Lord God, move by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We rebuke death, dying, and disease in Jesus' name. God, move for your glory. Let your glory be revealed. Provide great testimonies of your powerful, merciful hand towards your people. We bless everyone on this call tonight. Every home, every family, every need be supplied. Lord God, marriages, children, elders, family members, Lord God, that are being lifted up, we decree and declare that you will meet every need on this call on this morning. And we bless every family that's represented, and we break every generational curse. In the name of Jesus, and we decree healing, healing, healing on this line, healing, healing, and deliverance on this line, God. Spirit of restoration, move. Spirit of healing, spirit of provision. God, we thank you for your glory being revealed in the lives of your people, and we thank you for the great testimonies that you're bringing forth of your glory. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank God for each of you on the call on this morning. And we want to encourage you that if the prayer call has been a blessing, amen, let Archbishop know. Amen. By sowing a seed of thanksgiving, amen. Seal the deal with your seed, amen. Stop the bleed with your seed. Amen and amen. And so online and in the comments section, amen, if you have a testimony to share, amen, let Archbishop know how the prayer has been a blessing for you. Amen. And we want to go forth with our announcements at this time. Prophetess Olympia Castile, are you able to do the announcements for us?
Yes, Prophetess, darling, we just want to encourage everyone to be on a 9 a.m. call with our very own Master Prophet, Ibanar Jordan, and also 12 noon is our Theocracy Thursday, which would be Prophet Joshua Jordan, Prophetess Jessica Jordan, and Prophetess Deanna Kelly. Again, we want to make sure you come back again this evening at 8 p.m., and that'll be another conference call with Prophet Joshua Jordan, and the prophetic communication will still be going forward as you sow your 250 seed. It's a powerful seed that you do not want to miss an opportunity to be able to have your questions answered and get the prophetic word. So those are the announcements. Amen.
Amen. And then back again for the midnight cry. Amen. And I'm challenging each of you to go even now to your Facebook page and post the phone number of the Midnight Cry and invite your friends onto this prayer call. Amen. Don't be a closet prayer warrior. Don't be a closet Christian. Amen. Tell somebody that Jesus is meeting us on this line, because what? The prophets are praying. God bless you all. Love you to life. Good day.